Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are talking about Christmas, which is celebrated every year on the 25th of December. But first, Christmas and the days leading up to it are usually high season in Bethlehem. But this year, the Palestinian West Bank city cancelled all festivities because of the Israel-Hamas war. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Bethlehem.
A church in the Palestinian West Bank city of Bethlehem, the traditional birthplace of Jesus, displays a Christmas nativity scene created in solidarity with the Palestinians suffering from the war in Gaza.
A manger in the midst of a rubble resembling a destroyed house in Gaza, and the child Jesus as a child was under the rubble. We've seen so many images of children being pulled out of the rubble, and to us this is a message that Jesus identifies with our suffering.
Bethlehem in the Christmas season is usually packed with international tourists who come to celebrate in festive Manger Square. But the ongoing war in Gaza and Hamas's continuous rocket bombardment on Israel have completely shut down tourism in both Israel and the West Bank. The Bethlehem municipality has canceled all Christmas celebrations.
Bethlehem city is a Palestinian city, and we are in mourning, we are in sad, as any other Palestinian city among Gaza Strip and West Bank. So we canceled all festivities of Christmas and all celebrations because of this aggression against our people in Gaza Strip.
The mayor says that 70% of Bethlehem's economy is dependent on tourism. Now most of the souvenir shops are shuttered, and about 70 hotels usually overbooked during Christmas have closed down. Young unemployed men sit around, frustrated.
The mood is very sad. People are very sad about the war, and now there is no work.
Some of the few tourists visiting the city are Russian Orthodox Christians from Moscow.
Not afraid, no. Why? For we are Russians, but I don't afraid missile. I don't, because I'm also officer of Russian army.
While all festivities are canceled, religious services will still be held. Mayor Hananya says that he will spend most of Christmas Day in prayer.
We'll concentrate on praying for peace, because this is the city of peace. The message of peace was born here once Jesus Christ born in this city. So this message was distributed to the whole world. And nowadays, Bethlehem and the other Palestinian cities need the real peace.
He says he hopes that next year, the war in Gaza will be only a distant memory and joy will come back to Bethlehem. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Bethlehem.
Traditional leader Felix Nhlanhlaya Mangwe Ndiweni had an early Christmas present as he won 39,000 pounds in the People's Post Code Lottery in the United Kingdom. Here is what he says about his win.
Hey folks, how are you doing there? I hope things are good. We're coming to the end of 2023. It's been a tough year, hard year. But today I'm not going into politics, I'm going to my lottery win, guys. Good people, wish me good. I won £39,915. It's in pounds, so you can calculate in US dollars, calculate in rand, calculate in whatever you're at and everything. It was done by the Postcode Lottery here in the United Kingdom. I entered it just one time, 40 pence, and that is the win that I gave. So they gave me the check only a few days ago, and I looked at it. I went to see the people over there. They showed me that it's not a fake, it's not fecha, it's the real item. The real lottery win. I know many people are concerned saying, Chief Nguyen, they're going to have you, but that's not the case. So, say, halala, lucky box, Christmas box, which is a good one for me. So, that's what I've come to talk about here today. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much indeed.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Just joined us. Please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic of the day. Today, people from all walks of life are celebrating Christmas Day. For some, on this day, they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Yet for others, it is just a free day to enjoy time with their families and friends. In Zimbabwe, indications are that Christmas is subdued this year due to economic hardships. Citizens Coalition for Change spokesperson Promise Mkwananzi says people have no reason to celebrate Christmas.
We have made an assessment of the situation in the country in as far as the well-being of our people is concerned. We realize that the situation on the ground is not a very good one. Our people are not able to provide sufficient and adequate provisions for their children and their families during this very important family occasion, which is Christmas and New Year. And we continue to encourage the people to stay focused, to hang on in there. We, as a party and as a leadership under Advocate Nelson Chamisa, we are committed to a new great Zimbabwe for everyone. And 2024 is a year of change. It is a year of the fulfillment of that transformation that this country so much requires and that the people of Zimbabwe voted for on the 23rd of August, 2023. We believe that in 2024, we are going to put an end to the drama that we have seen of the recall of our members of our members of Parliament and Council by ZANPF imposters. We are going to put an end to all that and we'll refocus the country towards ensuring that there is full and total transformation of the lives of the people of Zimbabwe and of the situation in the country, including rebuilding institutions that will ensure accountability and transparency so that national resources are directed towards the benefit of all citizens of our country.
That was CCC spokesperson Promise Mkwananzi and ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma has this to say about Christmas.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. We have come through a wonderful year full of turbulences, but a productive year all the same. It's a year that saw us go through elections in Zimbabwe. The August 23 and 24 elections that happened. And we thank God for the peace that prevailed during that election. And yes, we've seen elections that have been caused by the disorganization of CCC through the recalls by one of them, Sengezo Chabangu. And we still thank God again because we saw another round of peaceful elections, the by-elections that happened on the 9th of December, and we still look forward to some more elections on the 3rd of February 2024. In all this, we give thanks to the Lord for the peace that prevailed in our country. And as we celebrate the festive season, the season of Christmas, the time to remember the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I would want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a restive holiday as we reflect on the values of Christmas. And those values run up on love, giving, and sharing. Now, as Ubuntu Wedu would detect, we know we grew up in families where we would all share whatever little we had. Let us continue with that spirit of sharing. Let us continue the spirit of giving as we look forward to another year that is coming before us. Merry Christmas to everybody in Zimbabwe. And I would also want to wish you a very prosperous new year of 2024. Let it be a year of development. Let it be a year of individual successes within ourselves and our families. Good day. I thank you.
Joseph Chuma is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. He is currently on holiday in Asia. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Reverend Hussein Svanda of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance and Mr. Makio Mapfumo of Safe School Zones. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. I will start with you, Reverend Svanda. Looking at this day, Christmas Day, what's the relevance of this day? Why is it an important day?
Christmas Day is very important to humanity and to the church itself, to the New Testament church itself, because it is when years of hope and expectations were actually fulfilled. Remember in the Old Testament, there were promises that God would come and save his people, and that God would come and deliver his people from sin. So when God incarnated himself and became flesh through the death of Jesus Christ, this was a time and a moment in history that changed everything. It changed the course of history. Humanity was going in one direction in rebellion against God. But when God came himself in person and identified with us and helped us to understand who he is, he communicated with us in our own way and in our own languages. And that has made a difference so that we can know God better. We can relate with him better. So the death of Jesus Christ is a moment in history that we need to celebrate and remember. So it is the reason why he came that's very important that we need to remember about. And this reason is simple, that it loves us and that God wants us to be with him, identifies with everything. So God is in our marketplace. God is in our sufferings. God is in our different situations.
Thank you, Reverend. Maybe as a follow-up question to you on that one, looking at how people celebrate during this day, how different people celebrate, some who are not even Christians, do you think this day people understand why this day has to be celebrated?
I think that is a big challenge in the sense that Christmas has become commercialized. And the reason for this day has become lost in marketing, in the commercialization, in the monetization of the Christmas period and season. So people have lost that essence. But however, it is in our calendars globally, everywhere. Is important because it serves as a constant witness and reminder, as a sign that reminds us that God came in person. And if you look at the way we write our calendar, it's before Christ, and 80 after him, after Christ has come. So that shows that there is an epoch that in history things the division before God came and after he came. So I think that although the world sometimes commercializes the whole thing, I think there are fairy tales now associated with it. There's Father Christmas, there's everything. But I think the essence is people are talking about giving. and they are trying to express it in various ways, in various cultures. This giving, how is it done in various ways? So I think it still captures that essence, because Christmas is about giving, it's about love, it's about sacrifice, it's about identifying with others. And I think that's important. So that's why people go and give out gifts to the less privileged. It's identifying with other people's situation. So I think the world still remembers that. But I bet it's buried in this whole commercialization that has taken the capitalization of Christmas and making it into a commodity.
Thank you, Reverend. We also have on the line Mr. Matlio Mapfumo from Safe School Zones, and he also runs an academy which helps young people to keep focused and to be able to avoid some of these challenges like drug abuse and all that. Mr. Mapfumo, looking at Christmas, we see people celebrating in different ways. What do you have to say about this day and how people celebrate this big day?
Thank you so much for having us on the show this wonderful evening. Maybe my view, when we look at the issue of Christmas, maybe looking at the time and how things have changed, we can actually see that it has evolved. And like what Reverend alluded to, I think, earlier on, when he's talking about different cultures, they understand Christmas as a different thing. If you look at in Zimbabwe, also we have groups of people or with different beliefs, like we have Adventists who don't believe in Christmas. They actually say that biblically, if you look in the scriptures, there's no way we are told that he was born at this time, which is the 25th of December. Then we also have others who actually believe that he was born on this day. But generally, what I think, what we've seen from the years that we've grown is that this is just a time where we have a busy schedule. If you look at this country, we have a busy schedule. The economic situation is very tough. So you're always busy, you're always tied up. And the 25th of December is a moment where you actually get to relax. If you're going to the rural areas, you're taking your kids to the rural areas. They're also going to see your grandparents or whoever is there in the rural areas. It's also a time of sharing. It's also a time of, you know, just interaction and fellowship. That is how I've viewed Christmas. But it has changed because of various things, because of how even the internet is actually coming into the minds of the people. It has actually changed on how people are seeing and viewing the issue of Christmas. You might now, if you see, there's a lot of commotion in town. People are always shopping. They are buying kids. You actually hear them saying, ah, these clothes are for Christmas. They'll be opened on the 25th of December. So it's a culture that has been adopted, but it's now coming in various forms. But in my own understanding, I just see this an opportunity for fellowship and sharing and just spending time with your family.
Thank you, Mr. Mapfumo. Reverend, ngiphenduke kuwe laphana. Sikhangela udaba obulutsho laphana ukuthi sekule commercialization elanga leKhisimusi, kumbe sithi isikhathi sokuthakazelela iKhisimusi. Ngombono wakho, kuyini okufanele kwenziwe ukuthi abantu babuyele lapho abazakuthakazelela khona iKhisimusi belokuzwisisa okugcweleyo njalo sesikhuphe udubo lolo?
Ukuthi thina wokuqala, thina abamabandla esizwisisayo sizathu zokuba uChristmas ivelela ngathi njengendaba kumele khona. Kumele siqhubekele phambili lokhu sichasisa iindaba lezizihle ezimnandi kangaka. Siyakwazi ukuba vele khona ekuqalisheni i-announcement ye-Christmas isenziwa kwakusenziwa ingelosi kuyikhuluma ngakho kulabo ababeselusa, yathi zindaba ezinhle okumele zitshelwe wonke umuntu. Ngakho-ke lathi silo mlando nalo ukuthi sichasise-ke lezi ndaba ezinhle, hayi uNkulunkulu uyasithanda uphakathi kwethu. Kanti-ke labo abezitolo abathengisa izinto ezehlukeneyo lesi sikhathi basithatha njengesikhathi sokuthi bakwanisa ukuthengisa kakhulu iy'mpahla zabo. Ngibona ngani lokhu kugcina sokusembesa isizathu seKhisimusi. Ngakho kuqakathekile ukuthi phakathi kwakho konke lokhu, umsebenzi wokunika lokukhangela abahlawulayo, abadubekayo, lokubazwisisa njalo lokuthi labo abalokuningi bethatha abalakho benika abanye kumbe ngumakhelwane kumbe ngabe kuzinhlanganiso ezinceda abantu khona kuyana mbonani kuyabe lokhu kukhipha umbiko njalo ubufakazi bokuthi ikhisimusi kuyini ikanti njalo ayisikho nje kuphela ukunika abantu abadibekayo lokuthi sibazwisise kodwa lakhona ukukhuluma ngothando lukankulunkulu siyazithi kaphesa abantu abaningi badidene izingqondo ngalo mbeku izinto ezehlukeneyo kanti yena ekhona unkulunkulu obathandayo owaba ngumuntu ukuze abe njengathi so leyo umbiko lo wendaba lezi ezinhle kumele uqhubekele phambili abantu bekhuluma ngakho
ngiyabonga Reverend lapha sizwa njalo kulabanye asebekhala ngokuthi hayi inkonzo azisachumayeli uthando lukaNkulunkulu kodwa asezichumayela imali ngibamba laphana ukhuluma ukuthi hayi yisikhathi esiqhathekileyo ukuthi kube kuchunyayelwa uthando lukaNkulunkulu lokho ukubona njani
ngiyambona ukuthi ngabe sokwaphambaniseka ukuba kwezinye isikhathi kulabanye abanyimbezela abakhuluma kakhulu ngendaba leyo yokupha emabandleni okokuthi esingathi bagcina besiya kuma-extremes ngakho kugcina nje kukhipha-ke udonsi lwenkonzo kumbe udonsi lwentshumayelo nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufisa ukuba siphe njengoba naye wasipha abanye sokungalise kusiba lobutsotsi njalo lokhu asikuyali kanti-ke singeke njalo sakubalekela ukuthi vele khona ibandla kumele thina siphe umlando wethu siphelane ebandleni siphele ukuthi kuyenze ukuthi laba abampofu laba abanye abangela ibandla kumbe abafundisi bekwanise ukuthi bebasiza bebancedisa ayikhona ukuthi thina abafundisi sibe yithi esesithatha yonke into kodwa kumele sikwanise ukunceda abafelokazi sikwanise ukunceda intandane sikwanise ukunceda asebebadala sikwanise ukunceda labo abangalalutho ngakho-ke kuqakathekile so ivangeli lethu kumele litshengise uthando lukaNkulunkulu kodwa njalo litshengise lokuba nxa uNkulunkulu esithanda kutshoni sikuveza njani uthando lukaNkulunkulu sikuveza ngokupha so nxa abantu besipha lapha ebandleni abapheli ukuthi umfundisi abe le moto entsha engayiphenga kwesikhathi yakulesi khathi sonesi kodwa abapheli ukuthi ibandla liyencedisa abampofu abaswelayo njalo lokuthi ivangeli liqhubekele phambili ukuze sikwanise ukuyakhuluma ngendaba lezi ezinhle kwabanye abantu ukuze sikwenze lokhu kuyadingakala ukuthi sigade izimoto kuyadingakala ukuthi kuhanjwe labantu beyishumayela kwezinye indawo zonke zona izinto ziyadinga imali ayisitsho ukuthi kudinga imali ukuthi ibandla lithi lifuna imali akumelanga sikhale ngani into embi kuyabe kuyinto edingakalayo okubi ukusebenzisa leyo mali ngendlela engayishiyo
Siyabonga, Reverend. We have a caller on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the program and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Yeah, how do you view Christmas Day? How important is it to you and what's the significance for this day?
Yes. It's a special time, special for family, where by family, people they get together, celebrate. So it's just like a time for uniting, time for sharing, time for getting together, and for no more about each other.
Thank you. And where are you calling us from, and what's your name?
I'm calling from Slawaye County.
Yeah, ngiyabonga Moyo. Yeah, going back to you, Mr. Mapfumo, tichitarisa pane imwe nyaya inoti netsei panguva yezoro reChristmas nekutanga kwegoredzwa apo patinoona pachiwanda kufa kwevanhu nekuda kwenjodzi dzemumigwagwa chii chinonyatsoitika panguva iyi uyezve chii chingaitwa nenyika kuti kudzivirirwe upenyu hwevanhu
ndinotenda tikada kutarisa nguva ino yakave yezoro rekhisimusi ndokwatinosangana nenjodzi dzakawanda dzemaaccidents njodzi dzakawanda dzevana vari kusangana nemakushandisa zvinhu zvinodhaka
Drug. Saka nikuda kwezvozvo zvatinosangana nazvo mukati mugwagwa wedu umo musina mutemo wakatimi simbi panyaya dzekusunga vanhu vanosangana nenyaya idzi ndepatiri kusangana nenyaya dzemaaccident akati wandei ari kusangana nevanhu mumaholidays.
Thank you. Reverend, kulodaba lapha olungenileyo olwama-accidents emigwaqweni, what's your take on this issue and what the country needs to do to protect people on the roads?
Well, I think what's important is not to try to tell you, really first these people to be careful. In Kwakoye too, and like other places, only have a one way, but in Aslama two ways, most cases. So wingos, speed to try to tell you, and always I was come an engineer in Kwako, I have a party there, a baby there, Utwes Minda, Melanga, overtake. We must keep to your lane. But that one was the Chahine.
Nyabonga, Reverend. We have a caller on the line. Hello? Hello? Nyabonga. Yeah, ungaqhubekela phambili ungenile kuhlelo. Ungasitshela ngekhisimusi yakho ihamba njani lapho?
Okwamanje ngathi ayikho mnandi ngoba bangiphatha ikhisimu yasekhaya beyakudlalela makomakhelwane ayijabulisi esijabu sesicabanga phela uyakhumbula ukuthi kudala besihlalisa izuyo inkwasi phezulu kwamabhange yabo.
Ngiyakuzwa baba, ye kuliqiniso.
Yebo, manje emoya kwamakhelwana ingeke ibe mnandi. Kufana nokuthi i-TM lingenashukela, ungeke ukucela ithuke sewudayizelanga.
Hayi, ngiyabonga
kakhulu. Kodwa lona hayi, right, ngiyakukhonza.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu baba. Yeah, our time is not on our side. Let me take this opportunity to thank you, Reverend Svanda, for coming on the program, and Mr. Mapumo for coming on the program. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.